sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than the New Testament.
Hello, welcome to Tequila. This is the show where we talk tech while taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes. I'm your host, Daniel Regueira. And apologies for my voice sounding like shit. I'm a little sick and was supposed to record actually last weekend and didn't because I had a fucking awful cold. Anyway, today I am here with Mr. Chad Michael Innes. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am also here with Alex Cohen. I'm doing well, by the way.
Hello.
I was going to follow up if you didn't.
Yo, cool. Okay. So, we are here to talk about the Apple event, and we just want to get it started. Well, I guess, just as a funny aside, today is a Sober Thoughts episode, so we're not going to be taking a shot every 10 minutes, but because I'm sick. But fun fact, the only one drinking today is Alex.
Also, can we mention how unique this situation is? Like, it's like 1:30 where I am. I'm in Paris. You guys are like in another nowhere. I mean, this is unique. Right. This is pretty unique. I want to acknowledge that before we start.
We are not in a major metropolis.
Yeah, right. Good.
The worldly episode.
The worldly episode.
Yeah, it's crazy. You, I probably should have like double checked your. You thought it was going to be 2:30 your time, and it was 1:30 your time.
Yeah, I didn't know what the central. I could have. I just googled it, but I didn't. I refused to. But I guess we both didn't. We both just assumed it was 2:30, and it ended up being 1:30.
I just assumed you were like asserting the correct thing, and didn't
usually
double check your
usually
shit.
A good call, you know, just assume what I'm saying is correct. But this time,
no. Next time, I'm going to be like Alex. I think that's fucking total bullshit.
I mean, you have the entire episode to call me out, so begin now.
I'm going to get ready. Prep, go. Okay, so. Apple event. Let's talk about the things that aren't iPad because that's the only thing we really care about. That's the main event of the event. So Mac Mini update. It's expensive as fuck.
Right?
What was it, like $1,800 or something? I
forget. No, it was just $800 for the starting model.
Oh, okay, okay.
You could build one custom for $4,500 though.
Jesus.
Why not?
Why is that a Mac Mini? That's not even a Mac Mini. What the fuck?
What's in that model?
The $4,500 one?
Yeah.
Like a
I'm sure
a core
like
i3
2 terabytes of solid state.
Solid state.
Core i3.
Core i3.
64 gigs of memory, I'm sure.
I don't understand, like if you're going to go that big, just get like
yeah, you're $500 from an iMac Pro at that point.
That's yeah, crazy. Dude, fuck that. Or like wait for the new God, what are they calling it? I'm already forgetting. The Pro that they're coming out with. The not trash can model.
Oh, the new Mac Pro next year.
Mac Pro, thank you, words.
The not trash can Mac, model.
Yeah, the new Mac Pro is going to be like the G5 again. It's going to be like a tower again. But yeah, Mac Mini is a thing. Wait, so for real? 4,500 configurable?
That's the maxed out version.
High end, yeah.
That's fucking insane. I'm going to their website right now to look at that.
But I feel
what
like
else
you
did
can,
they announce? So,
yeah.
Well, especially for a model, like the point of the Mac Mini is to be an entry-level Mac.
Yeah.
And it before that announcement was at $499, which was like, hell yeah, if I've got a piece of shit monitor and a keyboard already, plug in a $499 Mac, boom, I've got a Mac. And then suddenly now it's this model that costs up to $4,500.
That's wild. Like the idea. Alex, what were you gonna say? You were gonna say something.
I was curious. I feel like most models of any like new computer, especially from Apple, you can customize up to an insane number. Like that doesn't seem like the only computer that's available that in history has ever been that much money. It just seems like this is just the highest end model available. Like, but I don't think that's new. I feel like you know. I remember when I bought my laptop 6 years ago. The highest end version of this was probably around 4,000. You know, like it just gets insane.
Okay, yeah. One of the options is literally 64 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah,
why not? When you're rendering like, Pixar films, you got to do what you got to do
on the Mac Mini.
I think that's you know they showed a film that like was talking about people showing render farms at movie studios and all
Wait,
of these
seriously?
Server farms. Yeah, they did. And I think that's where they're like maybe marketing this to rather than individuals with that.
Wait, that's insane. I don't know. Like, why would you bother?
But why does it have to be so small?
And why would it have to be Apple? Like, if you're just rendering things, you could just have like a random box with the hardware in it. It doesn't matter if it's Apple.
Right.
No clue.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay, so I guess like segueing from one product that kind of goes against the philosophy of the name to another product that kind of goes against the philosophy of the name, the MacBook Air update, which we've been waiting for a while. So finally. So a little history. Yeah, the MacBook Air hasn't been updated in like forever. I forget the last time they did before this. Chad might know.
I think it was like 2015 was the last time we saw like a significant processor bump.
Right.
It was still running just a processor bump. Intel. Yeah. And then like tiny little shit from then.
And then like, so Apple's done this thing in the past few years where they made the regular MacBook thinner than the MacBook Air. And people were like, what? That makes no sense. That is against the name of the Air. Like the whole point of the Air is that it's thin as fuck. This is confusing. And they stuck to it. They were like, fuck it. Yep.
Yep.
The Air is going to be thicker and a more premium product. Suck it.
It's so stupid, the lineup that's out right now, that a MacBook Air with a better processor and Touch ID, first of all, is called Air when it's smaller than the MacBook, or right. bigger than the MacBook, right. but it also costs less than the MacBook, but it's only like $200 cheaper than MacBook Pro. It's stupid.
It's really so weird. Like, it's confusing as fuck.
I really wish they would have just discontinued the MacBook, and this would have made more sense as the entry-level laptop and then
sure.
MacBook Pro from there.
Wait, when sure. you say like MacBook...
Given the MacBook these specs.
Do you mean... When you say MacBook, do you mean MacBook Pro?
The...
When you say... The you Mac- actually they discontinued the MacBook, you meant the... You mean the Pro or all... Like, which one do you mean?
No, the just regular MacBook. That's a 12-inch, like, ultra-portable, super slim. Oh,
I didn't know that even... That line still existed. I just heard of the Pro... I didn't even... Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, the MacBook, that was 2014 they introduced that one, and it's been around, but it hasn't been updated in almost 2 years now.
Gotcha. So oh it's between Air and Pro, but it's not doing anything interesting.
Price-wise, it's between Air and Pro. Okay. It is the least powerful computer, but the most portable computer, even though it doesn't have the Air name, which is weird.
What?
It's the
thinnest,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the thinnest, but the Air is thicker.
I think they made powerful. They probably got themselves into this by accident, and they're like, "Well, we can't do anything now." Like,
they can. They can just like not make the MacBook.
I mean, yeah. I mean, well, it just seems like a naming issue, and then like a marketing issue. Like originally, probably starting as like another way to make money, like another stream of revenue. But then they're like, "Oh, but the marketing team already have this whole scheme separate," and they're like, "Oh shit!" But they still want the money, so they're not going to stop it. But like, I don't know.
Well, the MacBook is more Air than the Air, so maybe just like switch the names around and people.
Right. I mean that would be logical, but why would you do that? You know.
I'm wondering if they're just like keeping them all there as like a test to see like which one do people really fucking want, and then
they're A/B testing some like marketing shit.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, cool, we'll kill off one of them. We'll see.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Is there anything notable about this? It has two USB-C ports, whereas the MacBook has one.
It has two Thunderbolt 3 ports versus USB-C. So
okay, well, Thunderbolt 3 is like a standard that USB-C can operate, but the ports are USB-C, Chad.
Yikes. We're both right. 40 gigabits per second of throughput versus 10.
That's fair.
Damn.
And you can daisy chain 6 devices to one.
Mm-hmm. But it only has two. Right?
Yeah,
or does it have two on each side?
Just like
two on
the one side.
Ah, weird.
Yeah.
Does it have a touch bar?
No touch bar, but it does have Touch ID.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Touch ID on a laptop makes total sense. I'm into it.
Also, because of the Touch ID, it has a T2 chip in it, which means all of your camera and microphone access goes through that secure chip, that secure element, which means you don't have to put tape over your camera. Anything that has touch, any Mac that has Touch ID or an iMac Pro, you don't have to put fucking tape over your camera.
That's kind of dope.
What is this, what is the security protocol that means I don't have to put tape over
the secure element? That's something we introduced with the, like, I think it was introduced with the iPhone 6. Anything that uses like Apple Pay, like all the stuff that you don't want anyone to be able to get access to, even other parts of the phone, it's all kept in that secure element. And, access to the microphone and access to your FaceTime camera are also controlled by that secure element with the T2 chip.
Okay. Interesting. Cool.
Which means it's pretty much impossible to hack, so you don't have to worry about that.
Dope. That sounds cool as fuck. I'm into being safe and shit.
Yeah.
So this, yeah, just the name is odd. But having, I'm like super into USB-C-ing all the things, so I can like have just one cord to charge all my shit.
Oh, me too. I can't wait till everything is USB-C.
Yeah, you mean iPhone?
Everything, including iPhone. In my head, I'm saying, don't say dick. That's funny. But I couldn't think of anything else funny, so I said dick.
You lined it up so well.
Oh, you're going to kill me. I'm going to die.
Oh, you guys hear that sound? You hear that sound? That's the beeper. It's time for a shot.
There you go.
You ready? 1, 2, 3, tequila.
Tequila, Alex, salute. I'm sorry. Please don't cry.
Did you listen to the last episode? Hear the new timer?
Wait, which is the last
episode? Oh, was it the Blood Moon?
Oh yeah. My God, yes, of course I did. I went crazy in my bed. I was listening to it in my bed. And then I like made a bunch of gesticulations up in the air. I screamed audibly. I was completely alone. And I loved it. That was a great call.
So you looked like you were losing your mind.
I mean, it's not far from the truth. I was losing my mind. It was such an inspired touch. Actually, do you have access to that? Could you play it just for me?
Oh, not right now.
Damn it, man. Kind of the reason I started and came on this episode.
On that note, bye.
I could just Google it. No, I'm not going to Google it.
Don't do that.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. We can just say Blood
Moon. What else was announced in this event other than the iPad? It was these two and the iPad, right?
Yeah.
Apple Pencil.
Apple Pencil 2.
Apple Pencil Deuce.
Okay, so let's jump right into it, I guess. So the new iPad Pro, I don't even know where to start.
Start by just drooling.
It's super interesting for sure. I'm going to play devil's advocate with y'all because it's easy and I can. And I know you both love iPad.
Yeah,
Pros.
You're outweighed here. So this is a good chance.
That's right. Okay, so I guess let's just like establish what is new and different about it. So they have what they're calling an edge-to-edge screen, but it's not.
right.
But the bezel is pretty small for an iPad, which is cool.
It's about the thickness of the Apple Pencil. Actually, exactly the thickness of the Apple Pencil.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
There's the I like the industrial design of it. It feels kind of like the iPhone 4 and 5. The like sharp edges. I really like that design language. There is Face ID now instead of a home button, so it has all the same gestures that you'd normally have on the iPhone 10 and 10s and 10R. And then the new pencil is magnetic charging on the top, which is dope as fuck.
I thought you were going to say is magnificent. And I was about to say, yes, it is.
Magnificent.
It is magnificent. I really believe that.
It's funny that like they took away MagSafe from the laptop lineup and because USB-C doesn't support it and they wanted to USB-C all the things. I hate that decision. And then this one has like a sort of MagSafe type thing for the pencil. It's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, the greatest thing about the old pencil is that it's the most cumbersome looking thing I've ever seen. The way to charge it is just this like dick coming out the side of it. It's fucking insane. I don't know why.
It's asking for you to break the pencil.
Honestly,
so many times I've been walking around with a pencil sticking out of my iPad, like sharp end forward, walking through the hallways at work and almost stabbing people in the eyeball with it.
You can't. There's no good way to hold it. You just have to put it down. You can't hold it. Like, I've had this iPad for, I don't know, for a while now, like two years. How long has it been around, actually? How long is the old iPad Pro, like the oldest one?
2015.
15?
Wow.
2015 was the 12.9. Damn. 2016 was the 10.5, or the 9.7.
Damn. Okay, so I had the first
June.
The 12.9 original Pro with the pencil, and it's done me well, but like I'm always constantly concerned about this like the tiny Thunderbolt it is, port.
It is the most precarious charger situation I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But I'm so happy now that they have a new method of pairing and charging.
Thank God.
It is something to be thankful for.
It's so satisfying. I'm holding it in my hands right now. And I just
You have it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I'm just magnetically flipping it to the side over and over. It's so good.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to let him, like swoon over there.
Which you can also get the Apple Pencil 2 engraved, and I got Expecto Patronum put on it.
Holy shit. How many characters can you have?
Exactly Expecto Patronum. In fact, I had to take the space out of it. You can only do 15 characters.
That's unbelievable. How long is the Apple Pencil now the same? Is it the same size as the old one?
It's actually a little bit shorter.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thickness.
Interesting. And it's a hexagon, pentagon? What's the shape?
It's rounded just with one flat edge.
Oh, single flat edge. On the side of the I don't know why. Yeah. In my mind, it was like hexagonal, but that makes more sense. Okay.
And there's a button on the side now, like Wacom pens?
No, it is. It has an accelerometer in it, so it's all like tap-based, like the AirPods are.
Where
they're not necessarily touch-sensitive, but they're motion-sensitive.
I see.
Interesting.
So it's like,
if you tap it hard enough twice, then it will switch tools and things like that.
What does it do? So it switches
erasers.
Right now, I've only used it in Procreate and the Notes app, and it just switches from your whatever paintbrush or pencil tool you have selected to the eraser and back and forth.
Do you know if that's programmable?
From the way they were talking in the keynote, it looks like it is. In those two apps, however, it does not look like you can do them yet in those apps.
Okay, gotcha. Procreate, I mean, yeah, it's pretty fresh.
You got unbelievable. Sorry, go on.
It's one of my favorite things.
It's truly...
Okay, let's hold on that. Let me see what else is new about this. Nope, we're going to talk now. I don't really have much else that's new. Did I miss anything, Chad?
It goes up to a terabyte, which is insane.
What?
Oh, yeah, that is insane. It goes up to like $2,400 or something like that, dollars.
A terabyte?
$1,899, I think, is the if you get the Wi-Fi and cellular, a terabyte.
Mm-hmm. But what's what's the lowest?
You have to get the pencil.
Plus
the lowest
end's
like
plus
600,
700? $799 for the 11-inch.
Right, so it's 800 at the lowest end.
The 11-inch.
I guess the biggest change about it is what they're able to do with the form factor. You'd mentioned that it's like the 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupidly thin. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so thin. But also, it's like incredibly light. I have the 12.9-inch, and I just sold my old one to a friend, shipped it out today, and it's like... amazing how much smaller they were able to make the device physically, like the footprint of it, while keeping the same size screen.
That's exactly what I'm planning to do with this one. I have the old one. I want to sell it. Can you trade up at any Mac store, or how do you trade up? What's the
you
best
can, way? But the max value you can get for an iPad is $375, and you can sell it for easily double that on Amazon or eBay or something.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Then I will look into that. Even the old ones, even the super old, like the oldest iPad Pro, the 12.9.
Maybe not double that, but you could. I think the 12.9 first gen was like $250 trade in. You can get probably $500-$600 for that online.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Gonna try to do that. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that.
Especially if you're including your pencil and stuff like that. Because, fun fact, the pencils are not interchangeable.
Yeah. Yes.
Obviously,
that's the first
we talked
thing I
about
that.
Yeah, we talked about that weird-ass lightning charging solution for the first one. Obviously, this one doesn't have a lightning port. It has a USB-C port.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, that's the thing I forgot to mention. So USB-C, we were talking about USB-C, all the things.
Yep.
Love that this has USB-C. And as soon as I saw this like blowing up on Twitter that it has USB-C, I was like, yo, I'm going to call it. So this is my formal calling it right here, right now. Calling it in the next 1 to 2 iPhone releases, the iPhone's going to have USB-C. Calling it.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Apple's like doubling down on USB-C.
It does look that way, yeah. I've always said that like there's not a lot of room in phones already, and Lightning is thinner than USB-C.
It is. It is. This is correct. USB-C is a little fatter.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's a good point.
I think I think we might move to no ports before we move to USB-C.
Yeah, that feels very Apple for a phone, at least.
No ports.
Just completely wireless charging.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So what is, let's just talk about the iPad more. What is, you guys are talking about proximity? What were we talking about?
Procreate.
Procreate?
Proximity. I like that.
Way proximity. Off. Procreation
is a illustration app. Basically.
What is Procreate?
It's something
it's
that,
like the painting, sketching, drawing app on.
It's iPad. Sublime. I don't know. Let me actually try to describe it. Describe how incredible it is anecdotally, if that is okay with you guys.
Yes, please.
Go for it.
Wonderful. So I've been using it for maybe, I guess, the amount of time that I've had this device, maybe like 2.5 years now. And I loved it. I'm a graphic designer, so I've been drawing all my sketches for logos on it for the last, 2.5 years. And then my girlfriend started applying for this school for fashion design in Paris, and that's why we're here. And so she started drawing by hand all of her technical illustrations. And I was like, hey, have you ever tried drawing on my iPad? And she's like, no, but, I'll give it a shot. So she started playing around with it, got used to it, and they have like an enormous selection of brushes and obviously colors and just like options available. And one of the beautiful things was she just, the ability to undo, like, changed her workflow as like a, I don't even know how to describe this in a way that's like less extreme, because it changed fundamentally the way that she approaches design, illustration, and like is increased her efficiency with that, like not only in the process of applying to the school, but even like while she's in school now, she bought her own iPad simply because she knew this would save her so much time. And all of her, and like she goes to class every day with like 15 other kids, and none of their drawings look nearly as good. And she just, it's simply not because she's a better drawer. I mean, she is a better illustrator, but like also because she can undo anytime she wants. It's not like she has to like erase singularly every single thing. She's super meticulous with her illustration, but the ability to do things quickly has just streamlined the process infinitely. And it's just, she not only does she sketch like the designs, she colors them in, she fills them out, she does painterly renderings, she does like so many different kinds of things. It's super versatile. It's a wonderful tool. It's incredibly cheap for how powerful it is. It's one of the applications that has truly changed my life on the same level as InDesign or Photoshop.
You would go that far?
Absolutely. Oh, shit. 100%, because it's for me as a, like in my workflow, like I cannot, I mean, I don't think it's as useful for most like applications in general, but as a designer who likes to sketch a lot, it has changed my life enormously.
Mm. Gotcha.
Well said.
But it's just, I mean, like not everyone's going to have the same impact. Like obviously this is, I could be the poster child for the, the ad in the first place, because this is, it's just so easy to use, and it's just, and like intuitive, honestly. Like I picked it up within a few days and was just using it as I like it. Cause honestly, I was looking for a replacement for the Wacom, like the $2,500 tablet that's like a screen too.
Yeah, yeah, that like runs Windows or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and that, I mean, those are there are lots of like tablets that do that, but like they're super expensive. And I saw the iPad as an opportunity to like, draw and sketch out ideas quickly without having to like invest $2,500 in a new device. It did just that. The 12.9-inch. I actually, Hannah ended up buying the smaller one before she got into the school, and returned it because it was too small. And so, honestly, the 12.9 is the perfect size because it feels like a sketch pad. It feels like a piece of paper. It's a great size for you to like let rest your hand on. And it's just been, I mean, specifically for sketching. Obviously, not every use case is the same and it's as good. But I think for people that are creative, people that are constantly drawing and sketching out ideas, the 12.9-inch with Procreate is actually a huge money saver, which is hard to believe because the price point is so high for a tablet. But like the alternatives for touchscreen and like pressure sensitive illustration tools like Wacom is just double that, triple that. So
yeah,
you do have to consider that.
So do you do most of the, like, your sketching work in Procreate specifically?
Yeah. Well, yes, I can. Okay. I was doing it yesterday. I mean, I literally almost every day. Yeah.
Dope. And then Chad brought up his app Affinity Designer. He brought it up on the podcast previously, but Affinity Designer looks pretty cool just because you get native vector shit as well without using like Illustrator.
Yeah, it's like the it's intended to be a competitor to Illustrator.
Right, right. Wow, that's a strong claim. Yeah. I'm gonna download it right now. Is it free?
So they've been like a Mac exclusive, an Apple exclusive Mac program for a while with Affinity Photo and Affinity Designer there, and then they just released Affinity Photo last year on iPad and Affinity Designer this year on iPad. And it's incredible how full featured it is on like a portable device. It's all vector based stuff. You can also, I usually like my workflow is I usually start something in Procreate, do some sketching, and then I bring it over into Affinity Designer and do the vector version.
This does look dope as fuck. A lot of the stuff I do is not even sketch based. I feel like I'm missing out on stuff. I'm missing out on like a part of my creativity that I vaguely tap into every once in a while, sketching on paper.
Yeah. What I love about both of these, I mean, you mentioned it already, Alex, like Procreate's $10 one time forever for life. Affinity Designer's $20 one time forever for life.
It's fucking crazy.
It's like, it's
honestly like the fact that it's an application makes them forces the companies to like make their price point so much lower, but you're getting an insane deal, like compared to all the other tools for native, OSs, it's fucking insane.
Yeah. And chances are, if you've ever seen any like YouTube video of like this guy painted this on an iPad, I guarantee you 100% of the time it's Procreate.
Oh yeah,
right.
It's gotta be.
What's also crazy is apparently the CPU in this new iPad Pro is more powerful than the CPUs in the MacBook Pro, the current MacBook Pro.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like it's some of the wild single core and multi core tests have been like blowing shit out of the water.
Yeah.
Why? How is that possible?
Well, because Apple's been designing their own silicon for a while, and I honestly don't know how it is that the A12X, is that what the chip's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it surpassed Intel's shit that's in the new MacBook Pros, but, somehow, I guess because Intel, from what I understand, Intel's been a little stagnant in, like, developing faster chipsets in the past few years, and so I guess Apple was just, I don't know, able to surpass them to a certain degree.
I think the statistic that blew my mind most was the A12X being 1,000 times more powerful for graphics performance than the predecessor.
What?
Whoa.
The new iPad, 1,000 times. Like, that's not 1,000%. That's 1,000 times more powerful at processing graphics.
I don't even believe like
1,000 orders of magnitude.
That number doesn't seem feasible. I don't know how that...
It sounded like a typo, and I was like, no, that... I guess it's real.
So, what are the implications of that? Do you get, to, like, in terms... Obviously,
you get to you can edit, like, 4K live on it. Like,
yeah. I mean, what? You technically could have done that, too, already with iMovie in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But as you got, like, larger projects, it struggled.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that obviously means, as we saw on the demo on stage, that means Photoshop, the full version is coming to iPad in early 2019.
Yeah.
And you're going to start seeing, a lot more, like, full-featured desktop apps come to iPad.
Yeah, crazy. Once that starts happening is when I'll start considering it. Like, my main knock against it is that it doesn't have the Adobe suite, but you guys talking about Procreate and Affinity are, like, starting to nudge me into the direction of doing it.
Can I ask a brief question about Infinity?
Yeah.
Is it as intuitive as Procreate is?
If you are familiar with layers-based stuff similar to Procreate, or you're familiar with Illustrator, yeah, it's incredibly intuitive.
Great. Okay, that's my only question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing with this is that...
Do it.
It's amazing.
Yay! So my thing with this is that like Apple has pitched it from the beginning, and I believe is still currently pitching it from what I see on the website as like a laptop replacement.
Oh God, they leaned hard into that during the announcement.
Yeah, and it's like still when you're evaluating on that, like it's still not that for me.
No,
and I don't think it's that for anyone.
And you know what? I think the biggest part of it is the pretend USB-C port.
So that's a big part of it. The fact that the USB-C port will not accept external drives.
Yep.
But it's not just that. That is a big part of it, though. Like when you told me that, I was like, "Fuck that shit." But also, there's like little things. So like, I have my complaints about like the Mac ecosystem versus the iOS ecosystem. And my complaint with the Mac ecosystem is that like the operating system is great, but it's like gimped or like held back by the hardware a lot of the time. Like the hardware you get is like overpriced as fuck, and which is why I built a Hackintosh. and then, so my complaint with this iPad is the opposite. Like the hardware is fantastic. The hardware is, I mean, like the fucking A12X chip is faster than the fucking, Intel i7. Like it's fucking wild. But, I still feel like it, like using it as a laptop replacement is limited by iOS as an operating system. And I don't know. Like what, I guess some of the changes that need to take place are like making it so that it feels or operates a little more desktop-y. Like for instance, like if I bought this, I would try to use it. Like I use my current laptop for a lot of like Lightroom going through photo catalogs. And there's just a lot of like, yeah, you can make it work, but it's just like kind of an annoying way to get around it. Like to import on the iPad Pro, you have to import all these like large ass raw files into the camera roll and then go from the camera roll to Lightroom.
Yeah.
Which is a huge pain in the dick. It's like, why can't I just put it directly onto like my Google Drive account or my iCloud or whatever? Or this hard drive that I can plug in.
I think that's the biggest opportunity when you have, first of all, the infrastructure is there. The Files app literally is like your Mac's Finder with access to your Google Drive, your iCloud Drive, your Dropbox, whatever the fuck service you want to use. All you have to do, and it can talk to an external drive. Technically, if you have an external thumb drive or a hard drive with photos on it, it can read those photos and import it straight into the Photos app. Like, it can read that drive. Why not just let it put those files in the Files app where you want them to go?
I know. And it seems like the kind of thing that they could just put out an update and would fix that, but I don't think they will. I don't know. It feels like a walled garden type thing, but it's also like holding it back. Like, why would you do that? I don't know. Like, so all that makes this, like, makes the iPad Pro, like, the iPad Pro sounds dope, and I kind of want one. If I were to get one, I might get just the old one, though. But,
I think Alex is looking to sell his.
Do you want mine?
I give you a discount.
Yours sounds big, dog. That sounds huge.
Wait. First of all, why is that a bad thing? Second of all, why is that a bad thing?
Because when I was looking at the new ones, I would want the smaller one, I think, personally.
Yeah, but why? Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I mean, are you going to draw on it? Are you going to just like watch?
Yeah, movies? Just so it's easier to hold and shit.
Let me tell you, if you're going to draw, get the big one. I'm telling you, like, from experience. I've literally used both, and so has my girlfriend, and she's used, like, in the context of drawing specifically, I would say if you want to have like this experience of drawing on a piece of paper, the bigger one makes a huge difference. It's not cumbersome like weight wise. It's like visually cumbersome. Like it takes up a lot of space visually. I don't know how to describe that in any other better way, but like it is a pretty big, it's a big device. But if you can get past that and you see it for what it is, like it's like a huge piece of paper that you can, you know, like really do anything you want, then it's, I don't know, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm the biggest proponent of this device in the world.
Fair enough.
And if you're worried about like the screen size of it and things like that, just buy the brand new one. 12.9. So
just,
thin.
Just I've drop been, like $600 more.
Yeah, that's it. I've literally been walking around today, my entire day at my job, never put my iPad down. I had it with me everywhere I went. I just had my iPad in my hand just because I could, and it was there. But it's awesome. I mean, it's the 12.9 version, and I couldn't say this about my previous one. I felt comfortable holding it one-handed the entire day. Mm. Like that's something that, even though they weigh pretty much the same, the previous version and this version. Mm-hmm. It's something about the distribution and the design of it that, like, I'm totally comfortable holding this one-handed, sketching on it one-handed, weirdly enough, even though it is such a massive device.
It doesn't feel massive. Current, it doesn't really feel
big. The current big one is replacing
it. Especially this one. It feels perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 12.9 and 12.9. Okay, I see. So the current largest is 12.9, and that replaced the old 12.9. I see.
Right. Same screen size, much smaller footprint.
Right. Gotcha.
Versus the 11-inch, which is the same footprint as the 10.5, but they made the screen bigger because it went out further.
Interesting.
Plus, it plays Hearthstone like a dream.
Yes.
You know, if I played Hearthstone,
that would be the number one selling point of this device.
Here's the thing, though, is like they keep pushing it as a laptop replacement, like a Surface Pro is, and like it's not.
Yeah.
It's still, even though what's ridiculous is that it's more powerful than a Pro laptop that they're selling.
Yeah.
And yet it cannot replace said Pro laptop. It's like fucking wild. Like at this point, the device is just an accessory to my laptop, and it's being held back by iOS, or like not even the operating system itself, but like the way they're implementing it on the iPad Pro. I
just want to, I'm curious about how much RAM does the new one have?
I think it's 4 for all of them, except the 1 terabyte models have 6 to handle the extra memory.
Damn.
Got it.
Okay. But as with almost every Apple device, RAM on an Apple device does not mean the same thing as RAM on everything else.
Right.
Touche.
This is crazy.
I think the nope, I totally lost my thought. You go.
I think
it's time for another shot. Where's the blood moon?
Hey, where's your shot, Alex? You haven't counted down.
I know. 3, 2, 1, tequila.
The tequila rises again. All right, I think we're gonna call it there. Okay, so Chad, plug your show. Where are you here from?
So I am co-host of Respawn Aim Fire, the gaming podcast we do once a week. You can usually get episodes every Wednesday morning. Actually, your guest, the last couple episodes, Holden, is my other co-host.
There you go. Yeah, I'm disappointed. You didn't say that it is the irreverent.
It is the irreverent Kick-Ass Gaming Podcast, formerly known as Split Screen Gaming Podcast.
That's dope.
Okay, Alex, what about you?
And I'm Alex. I'm a graphic designer. I'm based in Paris, and you can find my work at alexcohen.fr for France. Repetitive sedatives like ever rebetterate, never remembering, ever degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them live to the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with 6 Sky, Rage Against Machine, Bitter J Rock, K-Da. Switch it up, gangsta. Get in on my stage props, Dilla with the beats, and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila. Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job. For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month. Head farts, yeah, that's for all your gum smack, mud flaps, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex. By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month. Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it. Top shit, but I still respect women. Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/techkila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/techkila. Like egregious kids are just in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed. Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/techkila. That's for all your joke rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag, no half, low grab. You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TequilaCast. Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women. The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all. I'm going to have you, Alex, count down from 3, 2, 1. And after the 1, we're going to clap. So it's going to be 3, 2, 1, clap.
Okay. Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I fucked up. Do that again.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Okay, that was like 2 seconds after I did it for me. Is that all right? Is that okay?
That was a very different cadence that time.
Yeah, you're like stark change in cadence threw me off.
Stark change in cadence.
You went from like moderately fast to like the slowest thing on earth.
Oh, so it was the speed. You just couldn't keep. Interesting. Okay, let's try again with you doing it now.
Okay. Okay, so tempo, like the I'm gonna this count the tempo part. Out. Clap on the tempo.
Please leave this in.
Chad, this will be a blooper. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Was that
sound good?
It might not sound right to us in our ears, but it'll line up on the recording.